EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit. Visit irs.gov/EITC.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my feet of God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, December 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Cabinet selections being sent to the U.S. Senate for consent, advise and consent approval. Going to be a top priority when the Republicans get the gavel seated in to be the Republican Senate Majority Leader, John Thune. Already having conversations with Donald Trump and J.D. Vance on his cabinet selections. Something you have to understand. Something you have got to understand. This did not happen in Donald Trump's first term. Why? Donald Trump was a businessman. He wasn't a politician. He didn't understand how Washington worked. He relied on advisors. One of his advisors was the Rhino, Reince Priebus, chair of the RNC, Republican National Committee. Donald Trump took him in to be his chief of staff advisor. Well, Reince Priebus, folks, is a rhino. He's an establishment party hack that has fallen off the face of the earth. I don't even know what he's doing for a living right now. That's how far off the radar he is. I haven't seen him on social media. I haven't seen him on Twitter X. I haven't seen him anywhere. I have no idea what he's doing to feed his family. I'm sure he's a political consultant somewhere in Washington, D.C. I don't know. He may have moved back home to Wisconsin. I'm not even sure. Reince Priebus was the one that had him choose Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, to be his attorney general. Jeff Sessions ended up being a major rhino disappointment for failing to investigate the Democrats, even some Republicans, while he was attorney general for Donald Trump. That's not happening this time. Donald Trump has put up Pam Bondi, the former attorney general for the state of Florida, who's very good friends with Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida. Marco Rubio has been nominated to be Secretary of State. Well, guess what? That opens up an appointment potential for Governor DeSantis to appoint perhaps Laura Trump, Donald Trump's daughter-in-law, married to Eric. His agenda moving forward, have you seen what gas prices have been doing since the election? They're dropping already. Trudeau has already flown to Mar-a-Lago, the Canadian Prime Minister, to talk to Donald Trump, because Donald Trump said he's going to impose a 25% tariff on all goods coming into our country from Canada and Mexico. Things are happening at light speed. Unbelievable what's going on. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three, getting some text messages response to the beginning of this hour. Reince Priebus, absolutely funny. He's been on the Sunday shows. What Sunday shows? When? I don't watch them. Have no idea. Well, it's pretty interesting. What is this? Blonde is dirty. I have no idea what you're talking about. So you have to understand something, people. This is very, 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 very interesting. This process that Donald Trump is going through this time, completely different than his first presidential term when he was president. 45. 47 will be completely different. Hitting the ground running with most of his cabinet positions already filled. Cash Patel going to be replacing Christopher Wray as the FBI director. I don't know what the process is, but evidently Wray says he's staying. He was appointed to a 10-year term. He's not going anywhere. Well, we'll see. But one point I want to definitely bring to your attention to have you think about, because this is something we deal with every single day, every single week. Gas prices. I'm sure that Donald Trump, when he talked to Trudeau at Mar-a-Lago, brought up the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm sure he brought up other things as well. Drill baby drill, frack baby frack, all forms, all of the above on the table. Now, it's interesting because as we get hit with this snow and these cold temperatures, there's already news stories out there that people in electric vehicles are being stranded on the turnpikes. Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. Why? Because the battery capacity in an electric vehicle goes down with temperatures. As the temperatures decrease, the storage capacity on these batteries decrease. That's why electric vehicles are very viable down south. Temperatures go up, storage capacity goes up. As the heat increases, the ambient temperature of the atmosphere, the environment, the battery capacity is extended. In cold temperatures, it goes down. The one thing you have to understand, these electric vehicles do not work in northern Michigan. They don't work in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Wisconsin, Minnesota, North Dakota. Not happening. Donald Trump on day one said he's going to put an end to this EV mandate. Donald Trump got votes from Brian Panabaker's auto workers for Trump down in Macomb County. Other auto workers across the entire country. working men and women, union members, voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. Well, here's the main point. Energy policies. Yeah, Kim, I'm not interested in Bondi. Don't even go there. I don't care. She's 10 times better than Jeff Sessions, and she's loyal to Donald Trump. Not interested in, don't waste my time. I don't want any stories. I don't want any links. I'm not going to talk about it. This process alone, folks, giving us energy independence, probably once and for all, permanently in the world, is Donald Trump's presidency. This will be his legacy. He's already telling people that we will be energy independent, fuel prices will be dropping here soon, and we will be exporting energy. We will be competing with Russia, OPEC, the Middle East. The bottom line is this. This hits everybody's pocketbook. And you know who this is the biggest burden on? Out of every single segment of our population you can possibly look at, low-income people, middle-income people, high gas prices, high diesel prices is a tax that hurts everybody, especially low-income individuals. People that are working, the working class, they have to go to work. You fill up your vehicles, you drive back and forth to work. $4 a gallon versus $2 a gallon. Because that's where we're headed. They're saying as early as potentially February or March of 2025, we could be seeing $2.50, $2.25 a gallon at the gas pumps. They're saying heading into 2026, midterm elections, we could be at $2. That is going to be probably the lowest price that it's going to go to. Oil companies will be still making billions of dollars every single day. Price of oil will be down. The price of a barrel of oil will be much lower, probably half of what it is today. Gas prices at $2 a gallon heading into 2026. The other component to this is exporting energy to other countries. Them buying our energy versus buying OPEC. That's why OPEC is so concerned about Donald Trump's presidency. That's why the Canadian Prime Minister came to Mar-a-Lago. That's why Vladimir Putin is concerned. The war in the Ukraine. Look at what's happening already in the Middle East. Joe Biden's taking the credit. Who cares? The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, Hezbollah. All the things that are happening right now, and Donald Trump's not even in the Oval Office yet. His election that we did, that we together did, not only in Michigan but across the country, sent a very loud and clear message to the world. And it's already having benefits. We're a month and 18 days away from his inaugural address on January 20th of 2025. We're more than a month away from the Electoral College certification vote to put Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, in the Oval Office. That's taking place on January 6, 2025. We are just a couple of days past Thanksgiving. Black Friday sales being extended by our sponsors. Cyber Monday taking place today. There's deals all over the place if you look for them today. You want a new laptop? You should see the prices on some of these unbelievable laptops. $1,500 laptop by Dell, 16-inch. Excellent RAM, excellent hard drive storage capabilities. All the bells and whistles, Bluetooth and everything. $500 off. $1,500 computer for $1,000. Unbelievable what's happening in the economy, the spending for Christmas, the most traveled Thanksgiving, they said, in the history of our country. Even with all the snowstorms that we had across north and northeast, still was the busiest Thanksgiving travels ever. I looked at one story this morning prepping for the show. Most people are flying back home today. To avoid the rush on Sundays, they took the day off. They're flying back today. No problems with the airlines handling the biggest Thanksgiving in the history of our country. More people traveled, went back home, visited family this weekend. And this is during Biden's inflation. Donald Trump hasn't even taken office yet, and it's already impacting the economy. And one thing that's coming on the horizon, and I've talked about it already, people don't even see this really coming just yet, corporate taxes. Donald Trump has vowed that he's cutting the corporate tax rate from his current 21% all the way down to 15%, possibly 14%. I'm telling you, folks, he does that, we will have an unbelievable mass influx of companies relocating their articles of incorporation back to the United States. Delaware will be bombarded with new corporate filings. Instead of paying their corporate taxes to other countries, they will be paying them here in Washington, D.C. The increase of revenue that's going to be coming into the U.S. Treasury will be paying off our debt. So much so that they are saying with the new Secretary of Treasury, his 333 plan, we are going to see a decline in the national debt under Donald Trump's presidency. Not only will it stop increasing, it will start to decline. What is his 333 plan? 3% increase in revenue, and that's conservative. I think it's going to be double digits. He says a 3% increase in revenue to the United States Treasury, a 3% decrease in spending, with an increase of 3 billion barrels of oil a day. That's right, 3 billion barrels of oil a day increase in production here in the United States. We get that kind of increase in our oil companies' productions, we will be exporting so much oil around the world, we will see a worldwide decrease in the value of oil that we have never seen in our lifetimes. That's why we're getting down to $2 a gallon, possibly $1.50